And so I will pick, yes.
I'm sorry, this is Quentin. I do have a response to Commissioner Stuker's earlier question about refund. I can either follow up with an email or can try to address that real quickly here. I'd look for your instruction, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the question is, I heard it. So the refund, the statement to refund that I made earlier, essentially treats the lion license and the hound handler permit like we do other licenses. That is to say, it falls into that the same statement to refunds that we currently have in administrative rule. And then to be clear what that refund is, if a person, so for the hound handler license, if you put in for that and you don't get it, you get everything back except the $5 drawing fee, administration fee there. And then if you, but one, just like with an elk license or with the lion license or with the hound handler license, that same administrative rule language is if you get that, you don't have certainly a full refund option. There are some exceptions there, but they are the same exceptions that apply to all refund questions for all licenses. If that helps. I would back up as I would add one more thing. As I heard the question, Commissioner Stuker, I heard you pointing to House Bill 311. That's not where that authority and that definition of refunds is captured. So 311 itself is, it does not speak to refunds.
All right. Thank you, Quentin. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commission.
Yeah, thank you, Quentin. Thanks, everybody, for their hard work getting this together. Do we have anybody out there that wants to comment, address the commission, items that were not on today's agenda?
Chairman, Nick G. Bach is showing interest in comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Thanks, commissioners. Again, I'll keep this brief. I just wanted to let this commission know that the sporting community is very thankful of the staff's work out there. I mean, I know a lot of people are getting out in a very difficult time and enjoying the outdoors, but also doing it responsibly. And I saw some fishing access sites that were pretty crowded, but obviously once you're on the river, you gain some space. So that and our state parks and our fishing access sites, all of those facilities, it's very appreciated. And secondly, I just had one general comment. I didn't want to make this earlier because it wasn't specific to the regulations, but we were wondering at MWF if the department might want to look at some of our bird seasons, not for length of opportunity, but for when we're holding them. And I know this has come up before, and I was looking at some of the comments on the up on the waterfowl, but you know, I've heard some suggestions of moving our maybe sharp tails and huns back a little bit so the birds are a little more mature. People talking about sage grouse and yeah, maybe keeping the same length of season, but pushing it back into October, because from what I've told from biologists, you might be a little less likely to kill as many females. So that's just a general comment about looking at our upland seasons, our bird seasons, both waterfowl and upland, and I'm not proposing a special council or commission again, but maybe this is something the Upland Bird Council, as well as the FWP staff, could look at. It's just a general suggestion. So thanks for all your work and for holding this meeting.
Thank you, Nick. Any further comment from folks out there on items that were not on the agenda? Okay. Shauna?
I'm not seeing any further comment, Chairman.
Well, gentlemen, I don't know how, if anybody's still watching this, but I have to tip my hat to the people in Montana. You know, other commissions and public bodies, the Fish and Game Commission of California, the citizenry has used this as a form of protest to monkey around with things and to try and stop the commission or the particular board's business. The people of Montana didn't do that. And I'm really grateful. And frankly, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. But I didn't anticipate, you know, that Montanans would. And I'm just really pleased at how smoothly things went today.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank you and Shauna and the rest of the department for putting this together. I know you guys put a lot of work into it on trials that we did and whatnot, and I think it came off very well. Not as good as being in person, but for the first attempt, I think we did very well, and I'd like to thank you and the department staff.
Yes, and well, thank you all. It's been it's nice to have some normalcy in doing the business that we do. Today's a good day. So with that, I accept a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I need it.
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Stay safe, everyone out there.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.
Well done, Shauna.